And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Now, if you've been on our Facebook page in the last 24 hours, you'll see that I published the league table of the top 10 for 2023. And in second place was Ange Fairweather, who's normally in Saltney, but would you believe, she's still in Thailand. We say good morning to her now. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
And the holiday's still going well?
It is. We move on tomorrow. We're going back to Bangkok to the River Kwai.
Fantastic. Well, is the bridge still there?
I don't actually know. You know, we're just going, obviously, to see if it is.
Right.
Fantastic.
And you're back in the new year?
Yeah, we get back on the 4.
Brilliant. Now, when I messaged you yesterday to say that you were one of the two finalists, you were a little bit surprised, weren't you?
Yeah, I thought it would have been Kevin and Karis.
Yeah, well, it often is, but Karis only managed 19 points this year. You got 24, and Kevin got 25, so there's not a lot in it, it has to be said. Brilliant.
Yeah, but come on, Dave. We have to know. I'm the underdog in this. Nobody's going to beat Kevin.
Well, you never know. You never know. We shall see in the next few minutes. And I just want to assure you, as I will Kevin as well, I haven't written special questions for this. These are the ones that would have come up had it been an ordinary round this week. Okay.
Okay.
So, again, because there's a slight delay on the line, I will give you a few extra seconds to account for that. But good luck. Once the music starts, see how many of these you can answer. Good luck, and here they come. Which song links Lulu and Tears for Fears?
Shout.
Who had a top 10 hit in 1984 with Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now?
Smith.
Who recorded a reunion album called Hell Freezes Over?
Meatloaf.
Whose 1991 autobiography was called And the Beat Goes On?
Ozone?
Which 80s film featured the song Let the River Run?
Breakfast Club.
Which country did the group Roxette come from?
Sweden.
Which film features the song I've Had the Time of My Life?
Dirty Dancing.
Which Beatle was the executive producer on the film The Life of Brian?
Paul McCartney.
Complete the title of this song from the Thomas Crown Affair, Windmills of...
Amsterdam.
Which singer's white glove sold for 16,500?
Michael Jackson.
And an extra one to allow for the time. Which American duo had the two best-selling albums of the 70s?
Simon and Garfunkel.
I'm going to go for Simon and Garfunkel on that one, which is the right answer. So, let's see how you got on today with these. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions right. So, bit of a tough round today.
I
do need to check just one answer, because I wasn't quite sure what you'd said, and that might adjust the score. Whose 1991 autobiography was called And the Beat Goes On? Just repeat what you said before, if you can remember.
I can't even remember. It won't have been anything. I can't remember what
you
I
can't
said
remember,
that.
Right? It was actually Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
No, right? Just thought I'd check that. And the Beat Goes On was the title of one of their 60s hits. Right, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Who recorded a reunion album called Hell Freezes Over? That was the Eagles. Good album as well. The 80s film that featured the song Let the River Run was Working Girl. The Beatle, who was the executive producer, and he put up a lot of the money for it, for the film Life of Brian, was George Harrison, not Paul McCartney. And the title of the song from the Thomas Crown Affair, not Windmills of Amsterdam, which was a very good guess, I have to say. It was Windmills of Your Mind, which is a great 60s song, but before your time again. Right.
Yeah.
Well, we shall see whether it's a winning score in an hour's time, but thanks for taking part. And I shall look forward to seeing you in the studio on the 14th of January, when our roles will be reversed and you will be asking the questions. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Dave. And can I just say Happy New Year to my family and friends who are listening back in England, especially to Eliza and Reuben.
That's brilliant. Enjoy the rest of the holiday. See you in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks, Ange.
See you soon.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Some tough questions there. But I promise you, they weren't deliberately written for today. So thanks to Ange Fairweather over in Thailand today. She lives in Saltney. And in about an hour's time, we'll catch up with Kevin Jeffries in North Wales and see if he can beat that score of 6 out of 11.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12:30, you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ange Fairweather live from Thailand, getting a score of 6 out of 11 with no passes at all on round one of the final of the 60-second challenge. As I said to her, the questions didn't really go her way. But having said that, had they been Kevin Jeffries' questions, I think he would have struggled as well. Is that right, Kev?
It is, Dave. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, and Happy New Year for tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, same to you and same to all the listeners.
Thank you very much. So, had they been your questions, roughly how many of those would you got right, you reckon?
Roughly about the same.
Right, okay, so it could be an interesting competition today. And you were asking me off air before about who wrote the questions, and I was saying I write them, and I've just worked out that during the time we've been doing this competition, I have written 12,700 questions.
Oh, wow.
All at once, I hasten to add.
If Gavin was listening to you, he'd say, get a life.
Well, that's right, and I think I probably need to do that after this. Right, okay, the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Who played a character called Rachel Maron in the film The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Which film starred Michael Jackson escort to her 65th birthday party?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Which 70s group had a lead singer called Gwen Dickey?
Rolls Royce.
Which group had a hit with Wings of a Dove in 83?
Madness.
Which James Bond film theme did Duran Duran sing?
View to a Kill.
Complete the title of this Paul Simon hit from 1986, You Can Call Me.
Al.
Which Blackberry Way was the only number one hit
from...
from which song is the line, check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords.
Money for Nothing.
True Blue was which female singer's
Madonna.
Best... which song links Bobby Bloom and Amazulu?
Montego Bay.
Which Village People song was the top UK hit of 79?
YMCA.
Complete the title of this Vanessa Williams hit, Save the Best.
Collapse.
And who reached number 3 in the album charts in 83 with Nobody's Diary?
Yazoo.
Right, okay, I think that's going to be a pretty impressive score. Let's just see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. So that was 2 more than Ange. You passed on none at all, again like Ange. And on this occasion, you got 12 of those questions right.
Wow.
Wow indeed. Some tricky ones there, but no hesitation in giving me the right answer. As usual, it was difficult keeping up with the scoring. You were going so fast. And you probably guessed the one that you slipped up on.
I can't think.
Ah, right. It was the one from which song is the line, check out Guitar George.
Oh, yeah, I know it's Dire Straits.
It is Dire Straits. It isn't Money for Nothing, but it's, I think I'm right in saying, their very first hit in Britain, Sultans of Swing.
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, it's academic because you have easily won. You have double the score that Ange got. So well done for winning again this year. And well done for getting 25 points during the course of the year.
Yeah.
So what's your secret? Tell us again. Why do you do so well year after year after year?
It's just I'm an anorak with music.
Yeah. And do you spend ages studying books and records so that you increase your knowledge even further?
Yes, but not so much books.
Not books, okay, so that's the end. Get the old album sleeves out and pour through those. Fantastic. Well, all the best for 2024.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you probably in about a month's time when we'll start the competition.
Can I just say before I go?
Yeah.
I can be beaten, because I'm pretty certain Ange has beaten me before now.
She has indeed, during individual rounds of the competition, but I don't think she's ever been in the final before, so she did well to get to the final, and she was only 1 point behind you on the league table as well.
Yeah, well, fair play to her, some of those questions were really hard.
They were indeed, but as I said at the beginning, it's the luck of the draw. I didn't write them specially for today, so... well done to both of you. Both got good scores. Okay, talk to you in the new year. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. All the best to everyone.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Just a reminder at this point that if you've missed any editions of the 60 Second Challenge, all you need to do is to go onto our website, click on the podcast page, click on the picture of me, and they're all listed there. Might be worth listening to them again and playing along. See how many you can get right.